coming to you from the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Hotels. It's the Lotosphere 2006 edition of Taking Notes. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian Robichaud.
And today we're sitting in the rotunda of the Dolphin Hotel at Lotosphere 2006. And sorry we didn't get the podcast to you earlier, but things are fun here, and yeah, we just didn't have time.
Yeah, so this is going to be sort of yesterday's podcast.
Or day 1.5.
Right, 1.5. 1.0.something.
So, Julian, opening general session, why don't you give us a lowdown?
All right. Well,
The lowdown.
You know, the slides. They had, at the very beginning, you know, they have the slides coming up.
The acronyms.
The acronyms and stuff. They had a couple little Microsoft pot shots there.
Ooh.
They had one who was like, Longhorn is slow, or Longhorn does something. There's like two or three windows.
Yeah, I saw those.
We're just kind of very sarcastic. I was kind of, and then, one of the guys, during his speech, this big slide behind him, with all the Steve Ballmers.
Yeah, that was great. All the little angry Steve Ballmers.
Right.
Developers. Right?
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. I thought that was, you know, the gloves boxing theme thing. That was kind of cool.
I'm gonna knock you out, right?
And then Jason Alexander, obviously funny. So that was good. None of us guessed Jason Alexander.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know who Jason Alexander is, he was George on Seinfeld, and he was, you know, Jerry always used to say, George! Wait, no.
Costanza!
Right, no, and wait, Festivus, right?
Yeah.
In our one of the earlier episodes of the Taking Notes podcast, Julian wished everyone a happy Festivus, and what do you know?
Hey, there he was. So maybe based on my recommendation, they probably got him after they heard that.
Yeah, so Jason did a good job. He talked about, just a lot of things. He told a great story about how he was playing football. I guess it was high school football.
Yeah.
And he was taught how to be a, what was it, an offensive guy. You know, just rush in, get the quarterback. And he was never taught what to do with the ball if he, in fact, got the ball. And then he told a story about, yes, he, in fact, got the ball. And then what did he do? He threw it to the other team.
Yeah.
So, no, he was great. He was great.
Yeah, entertaining. And then of course, we had the Lotus guys out there. Same time. I didn't realize same time 7-5 was such a big deal. Apparently it was. Or is going to be whenever it comes out.
Right.
So, let's see. What did we learn? Integration with what? They partnered with AOL, Yahoo, and Google Talk.
Right.
So, and I don't know if that's just on the chatting, like the text chatting, text messaging, or if that's actually voice. I don't know if they're going to do any voice stuff.
Yeah, I think I'll be headed over to the lab probably Wednesday, and we'll learn more on that.
Yeah.
But also, the voice stuff, they mentioned that the codecs, they were using the same codecs that were that are used in Skype.
Right.
So.
Right, which actually, you know, we need to find out if that's peer-to-peer that they're doing the voice
right,
stuff.
Right, or through muxing it through the same time
right.
server. So maybe we should find Carl Tyler, too.
Oh, yeah. Get the lowdown.
So
so what else? Oh, you can send screenshots. That was kind of cool.
Right. So there's a new feature in Same Time 7.5 where, you know, how many times have you wanted to, you know, show somebody in an IM, say, the entire screen or a portion of the screen? You can now, there's a feature in 7.5 at Same Time that allows you to simply highlight an area of the screen and paste it right into your IM session. So pretty cool.
That was neat. And then... I had no idea Same Time 7.5 was going to be a big deal, but I mean, they talked about that for a while.
Well, the first announcement was the fact that they're going to have better support for Mac OS X,
right?
Notes clients.
Right.
So,
which, you know, that wasn't a surprise for me.
Yeah.
You know, they've kind of talked about that.
Well, the fact that Ed mentioned on it, you know, Ed Brill, VP of Lotus Sales, couldn't even install his own product on his. I think that may have got their attention a little bit. So,
speaking of Mac, so Same Time 7.5 will run on Mac. It's Eclipse based.
Right.
So Mac Linux, they had a little Linux guy going there.
Right. They had a demo where the Windows client was IMing to both the Linux and Mac clients, and a couple other things in the client were polls. Right.
Yeah. Oh, that was right. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. And the sending a file. I guess you could just like drag a file onto your Same Time session and
send it. There were a couple other things with. There were polls. What else? I didn't write it down.
Yeah,
some other features where
Well, people, now, was that same time, or was that the Activity Explorer Hanover piece?
I don't remember, but I don't remember either now.
All right,
what
we'll
else?
We'll get back to you on that. What else do I have? Workplace forms. They did a big demo on workplace forms, where I guess you, like, the example they gave is they kind of imported a JPEG or a scan of a form that
right.
sort of made boxes over it and everything. The interesting part was that works with notes
right.
somehow.
Right, right, right.
I don't
right.
really know how. They
yeah.
didn't explain that part.
Yeah, we don't know if it was a web... When they showed it in notes, we don't know if it was actually, you know, actually rendering, say, a web page.
Right.
And they were using, like, the built-in, you know...
Right. But somehow the information was getting back to notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they open a database, and that... So somehow yeah. Workplace Forms plays with notes.
Right, and that's
we
probably... They probably got that through the Pure Edge acquisition.
Oh, you think?
Right. Yeah, probably, sure.
Okay, yeah, that could be. What else? Activity Explorer?
Or the Bow Street. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Or one of those. Yeah, some,
yeah, one of those.
They bought someone, and now it works. Activity Explorer.
Right,
more
pretty,
demos on that. Mm-hmm. Still pretty cool looking.
Yeah, and you know, the Activity Explorer is going to work across not only the workplace stuff, but also you know Hanover.
Yeah.
So if you know if and what was the thing with tagging? Remember they were tagging certain
yeah,
things.
Yeah, they were. That
was that part of Activity Explorer? Where you could tag certain things?
I think it may have been. I think that's how he I don't remember.
Well, just imagine they gave Zeta Bank as an example, and they wanted to find all the information that revolved around, say, setting up a new branch office. And right now, you know, we have emails, we have QuickPlace references, we have notes databases, we have web pages.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed a good example of how Activity Explorer would tie all those things together.
Yeah. Oh, and also the whole thing with you know notes really just integrating completely with Google Desktop Search.
Right. Exactly.
How so he did a search for an email that he sent using Google Desktop Search and it just came up and then when he clicked on it opened up in the notes client.
Right.
So even cooler.
Yeah. One thing I want to find out is where are they storing all this Activity Explorer data, you know,
yeah.
all this referential information. Is it in a notes database? Is it in a DB2 database?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's got to be stored somewhere,
CloudScape.
And it's got to be replicated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that might be that CloudScape component, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe you know we have an interview with Kevin Cavanaugh later today. Maybe let's ask him.
We'll make him tell us.
Tell us, Kevin.
What else?
SAP integration?
SAP, yeah, that was the Rocky demo.
Yeah.
That somehow was, and we don't use SAP, so I don't know really much about the product, but mm-hmm. something about timesheets, I think? Was that what
it was? I think just...
He went into a calendar entry and then marked that as, he tagged that as some kind of time reporting.
Right,
SAP?
And sent it to SAP along with a report of his time. Not like, I'm not too familiar with it, but it looked pretty neat. I'm sure there's a lot
yeah.
of big... notes customers out there with SAP, so...
Yeah, and is Rocky might be demoing that code, I think?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what he's going to demo in his spread. We'll see. We'll have to find out.
Let's see.
What else? Product showcase was packed. Bruce, how's the booth?
Gail and Ray are reporting that traffic is pretty good. You know, not a lot. We still have maybe 150 T-shirts out of 500 left. Looks like people are pretty excited about OpenNTF. We had a couple people from IBM stop by. And just a lot of people, you know, well, OpenNTF is not, you know, we're not there to sell you anything, and people couldn't understand why there's a pedestal there. And, but, you know, it's always a good feeling to hear people say thank you, and they enjoy using this particular feature in this application. And having, like, Ben Poole or Michael Borak around, or yourself, or OpenLog, you know, it's always cool. Oh, there's the guy who wrote it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so that, and it's, I mean, I've noticed just being down there, there's always a crowd around your booth.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to the other ones, you probably don't see the other booths. I mean, they're, not that they're not busy, but you guys
yeah.
tend to have a lot of people.
Yeah.
You're very social.
Very social. Gail and Ray are very social. There was one other thing in the product showcase that I wanted to talk about. A lot of, Workflow Studios has a has Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Yeah, and
they have a bell.
The bell, you keep hearing the bell ring.
And they have this guy named David Chicken. If you go to davidchicken.com, this guy's a performer, and he you know just does the fight announcement and everything. He's all dressed up in a
Is
boxing robe.
Is he the one that did the T-shirts too?
Yeah, he's
yeah.
the one who did
okay.
the opening. Yeah, from from right. from actor to screen printer.
Now, if you haven't seen the Workflow Studios T-shirt, it's take this Exchange server and shove it.
Yeah,
very
definitely the coolest shirt.
Yeah, so
the coolest shirt of Lotusphere.
So they were just. I think they're out of them. I think they ran out really early.
Yeah,
I think Lance said they completely underestimated the demand.
Yeah, and the. You know, what's it called? Percussion has those obnoxious green shirts that you only use to paint in, and you never go outside with them because, you know, people think you work on, like, a road crew or something like that.
And then there's some kind of NASCAR theme somewhere, too. I see a bunch of NASCAR
guys. Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
Hats or whatever. Okay.
Let's see. Sessions. Which sessions? Oh, today, by the way, Chris Byrne and Debbie Ladder, I think that's the way you pronounce her last name, did the software development lifecycle stuff. Cool stuff, you know. I sat there knowing the environment that I work in and said, whoa, I mean, that's a lot of work every time you want to go make a, you know, even the smallest of changes to a Notes Domino database, but good job to them. How about you?
And that's going on OpenNTF, right?
Aren't
they going to donate that template?
That's correct, they are.
Yeah, so that'll be there soon.
Kudos, guys.
What else yesterday? Let's see, Ajax, two Ajax sessions I went to, Lance Spellman and Turtle, Scott Wenzel, how do you pronounce his last name?
Wenzel.
Yeah.
Okay. What? The Turtle.
Both did very good Ajax sessions. Turtle's was kind of introductory and really solid introduction.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. And then Lance, I guess he's working on kind of a pluggable template. I think he said he's going to release the source when they finish that.
Yeah, it's pretty nice stuff. I've seen it.
Yeah, so that was kind of neat. What else? Oh, I saw some of the LDAP, the Chris Miller LDAP session.
Uh-huh.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, Chris is an awesome presenter.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I mean...
Oh, I'm not worthy, Chris. I'm not worthy.
Well, and I actually even had to, I hate to admit this, I had to duck out a little bit early. When I left, I kind of looked at the room there. I mean, it was standing room only.
Yeah.
So that was a good one.
Cool. Well, last night we had Jamfest.
Oh, Jamfest. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to see some of your fellow Notes Domino, I guess we have to say Workplace and WebSphere portal and
IBM something
Dead
or
Cold
other,
Fish
yeah.
or something like that. but it was fun. I played maybe three or four songs. It was great. We got up on stage with John Rowling, Rocky, Devin Olsen, and we sang this very throat-wrenching harmony, so that's why my voice today is a little hoarse, so I'm going to give it a rest tonight and not participate, but kudos to Rocky. Jamfest is a good thing. A lot of people...
It's much more organized than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I really thought it was going to be, you hear a song, and then there's silence for a while, but I mean, it's just constant music almost.
Yeah.
I mean, there's their whole songs. They have the words, the lyrics, the cheat sheets.
Yeah, all printed out.
Things like that, right.
Yeah,
so.
Rich Schwartz was playing guitar. Turtle played keyboards. And it was awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Steve Caudill, I think,
yeah,
was
Steve
up there
Caudill
for quite a bit.
And Russ, I forgot Russ's last name.
I don't know.
It was fun. I hope to see it again in future Lotus Spheres.
Yeah. Hopefully Disney didn't mind.
Exactly.
Because that went, I mean, we left at 11, and it was still going.
Yeah. Actually, it ended at 11.
Did it? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And then kimonos. Karaoke and sake.
Yeah, I think Devin Olsen now likes sake, so.
Yeah, well, he had a very girly drink. I don't know if you saw that. It had a, he was walking around with some
a little umbrella.
A cherry and an umbrella and some things in it.
Yeah.
So that was, I'm not really.
I don't know, Devin.
Yeah.
But we hope you enjoyed this episode 12 of the Take Notes podcast on day 1.5 of Lotusphere. Sounds like a software release.
Yeah, and hopefully tonight we'll actually be in the frame of mind to do a recap of today.
Right.
If not, then tomorrow.
And hopefully the interview with Kevin Cavanaugh will come out well, and we'll get that to you.
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
At 4:30 this afternoon, so we're going to try to get some information out of him.
So thanks for listening, and... we'll talk to you hopefully real soon.
Thank you.
Cheers.